Hello, how has your life been going this week? You're listening to the podcast, Growing Your Relationships, and I'm your host, Michelle Castelli, author, speaker, and relationship coach. And if you're new to joining us, we focus each week on relationship challenges in these key areas of your life, dating and marriage, and self and spiritual. And today we're going to take a look at how do we stay resilient when life knocks us down. What current issue are you dealing with that drew you to the title of this podcast episode? Maybe you're dealing with a recent job loss, a relationship breakup, a health issue, or another life situation that has altered your dreams and goals and caused you to deal with difficult emotions that are making it difficult to move forward. I recently experienced a health issue that forced me to have to stop making podcast episodes for a period of time. The wave of emotions that I experienced was everything from frustration to sadness. And it's this range of emotions that we all must deal with at times in our life when adversity comes in and life seems to knock us down. But when I was feeling down about my health issue, one day I decided that I would go to my local gym and force myself to do some exercising, even though I still had some physical pain and I just felt fatigued. But when I was in there, I looked up and on the wall, there was this large sign that said, "Giving up is not an option." Now, I had heard that slogan before in the past, but what I needed was to be reminded of it now in the present. That to be resilient really means to not give up, to continue to move and grow and change and adapt when life situations alter our dreams, our goals. And it is this attitude, this mindset that we are going to adapt and move forward regardless of the situation that we must deal with. Now, the reason this is such a challenge for us to do, to have that mindset, is because when we're feeling down, we don't have that sense of wanting to move forward. And so it's important that we look at our emotions when situations arise as messengers. We need to look at both what emotion we're experiencing in a situation and why we are experiencing. For example, in the case of a recent job loss or a relationship breakup, you identify that the overriding emotion that's coming up in you is fear. And then to look at, okay, fear is the emotion. Why am I experiencing it? I'm experiencing fear because I'm afraid that I'm not going to get another job. Or in the case of the relationship breakup, I'm afraid that I'm not going to have another relationship and I'm going to be alone. So paying attention to the emotions that arise when difficult situations come our way helps us get information on both what we're experiencing and why we are experiencing it. And that gives us information to move forward because now we can make a plan for how we want to deal and change and adapt with that new information. Unfortunately, we can become stuck in just our emotions when we allow our emotions to control us instead of to inform us. For some, they allow this to happen because they like the attention that they get by being in a position where others need to feel sorry for them or to offer them empathy. For others, they truly don't know how to let go of the emotions controlling them because they have no plan forward. They have no sense of how they want to redirect themselves to adapt. If you take a look at truly resilient people, they're the ones that will always have a plan B, a plan C, should a situation occur. They let their emotions inform them of a problem so that they can then make a plan of how they want to move forward. A famous example of this is the inventor Thomas Edison, where it was said that he tried thousands of times when he was inventing the light bulb. And despite failures each time, he would learn from the past information that he had done and used it to try again. If we to adopt that same mindset, which is that we're going to move forward regardless of a situation, and that we're going to let our emotions inform us of how we're feeling about it so that we can make a plan, we will be more resilient. But coming up with a new plan is not something that we have to do on our own when adverse situations come up in our life. This is when we would lean in on family and friends, asking them for emotional support, and also to ask them for ways and ideas that they have for how we might change and adapt to that particular situation that we're facing. They can also just be with us. The power of presence, of having someone that we care about sitting with us and listening to us as we talk about our concerns and issues and how life has knocked us down. It's also important to turn to the spiritual supports we have in our life, our personal relationship with God, and our relationship that we have with other people that we may worship with. Resilient people don't isolate themselves. They stay connected to others. And if you're someone who doesn't have a strong support group, either family or friends or a spiritual group that you're connected with, you can look for support groups on social media, Facebook groups, and other groups that might be sharing your same similar problem and get some feedback from members there. It's also a way to start meeting other people and find out how they're dealing with the issue that you're dealing with. You always have the option to turn to professional support as well, to contact therapists or relationship coaches in your area, to have someone to walk you through how you can take steps to get through your situation. It's important to note that resilience takes time. We don't all bounce back at the same rate when adversity strikes. We need some time to be by ourselves to focus on our feelings and identify what is bothering us. But as we said earlier in the podcast, the key to resilience is not to dwell just on our emotions. We need to take the feedback from our emotions to drive us forward to a plan of action. Resilient people are people who take action. They look at their past responses to problems to see how they handled things before so that they can tweak them to make adjustments for how they're dealing with the current situation. People who are not resilient are people who refuse to look at how they dealt with situations in the past so that they can learn for the present situation, and they remain trapped just in the cycle of focusing on their emotions. This is similar to an analogy of a car that suddenly gets stuck in the mud and keeps spinning its wheels. The person can focus on the fear that they have that their car is stuck into the mud and sort of not move forward, or they can decide that they're going to try different ways to get the car out of the mud, that they're going to open up their toolkit to look at different things that they might have to try to get out of the mud. And if the toolkit doesn't work, then they're also going to contact others to get support. This analogy and metaphor is the same in our life when we're dealing with problems. So again, to sum up this podcast episode on staying resilient, the truly resilient person is the one who adopts a mindset attitude that when adversity strikes, they're going to adapt and look at new ways to handle the situation. They're going to look at their emotions as a messenger to help inform them what they're feeling so that they can move forward with a plan of action. And then they're going to turn to family and friends and other supports to get that encouragement that they need to stay motivated to execute a new plan, and also to get feedback if that new plan would be effective or not. I hope if you're currently dealing with a difficult situation that has you feeling that life is knocking you down, that you'll listen again to this podcast episode for the steps that we mentioned. Also, go to my website, MichelleMCastelli.com, that's CastelliI.com, for more tips and tools on relationship issues and self-care. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a wonderful day.